Got to figure out where we're up to in the Sipur of Shahar Yichud VeEmunah. So where are we holding? Where are we holding? So actually, this parak's very interesting. This parak's very helpful in kind of putting together some of the pieces that we've kind of introduced in the previous prakim. We're going to go all the way back to the mashal of the light, the ray of light emerging from the sun. But one of the main points we made in the last parak was the inability to try to grasp Hashem. The same way that a person, we use the mashal, the same way that a person can't hold an idea in his hand, and to even describe, holding an idea in your hand doesn't really make a lot of sense. In a similar fashion, trying to understand Hashem in your mind is as absurd as trying to hold an idea in your hand. You can hold an object in your hand, but to hold a thought in your hand, what does that even mean? So similarly, in trying to understand Hashem, and to understand the oneness of Hashem, which again is what our sefer is about, Shahar Yichud VeEmunah, to the degree that we want to understand it, it's impossible for our minds even to grasp it. And therefore, this parak is going to explain to us that Hashem allows us, as we've spoken many times, Hashem allows us to perceive things through human eyes. And that's how our parak begins. To speak in a language that's human. Because to try to describe what it really is impossible. To try to understand the essence of Hashem is impossible. So we have to use words, which again make sense only from our reality. They're not true from a higher reality. But from our lower reality, we can talk in this way. What do I mean by talking this way? Let's see. Ach mikol makom. Nonetheless, despite the fact that we said at the end of the previous parak that it's not possible to really find again language to describe a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that the midos of Hashem are really one with Hashem. Nonetheless, hoel v'dibra Torah kalashon b'nei Adam, since the Torah was written in a way that it's meant to be understood, it speaks in the language of human beings, l'shakech es ha'ozen, in order to soothe the ear, right? What does that mean? That we had just had that word in Megillas Esther, right? That the anger of Haman, the anger of Achashverosh, Shechacha, right? He cooled off. He calmed down. So in order that our ears wouldn't be ringing, right, just from the being overloaded by the truth of the matter, so we're able to speak in a way that we can actually process, we can absorb Shema Yisrael, right, hear and understand in a language that we can try to understand. In order to make sense for our ears and by extension our brains, our mind, what we'll be able to understand and grasp, permission was granted to the Chachmei Emes, the Mekubalim, to speak to us and to reveal to us a language of spheros, of different emanations, different midos, different intellectual attributes of Hashem, to talk about it b'derech mashal. To talk about it in a way that makes sense to us. Because let's be honest, from our human experience, we've experienced chesed. We've experienced gvura. We've experienced netzach, moments of dominance and moments of hod, moments of submissiveness. So we have to find a way to talk about it from our perspective. From a heavenly perspective, from a beyond perspective, it's all one. It's like the ray of the light within the ball of the sun, going back to that mashal, which he's going to come back to again in a few moments. But we're allowed to speak about it in a way of what? In a way of distinction. That Jeremy is not David and David is not Alex. Chesed is not Gvura and Gvura is not Tiferes, even though they're all connected to each other. And at their root, they're mamish one. But we're given permission so that our ears can make sense of it. The Torah is speaking a language that people can understand. We're allowed to talk by way of this mashal. And what is this mashal? Again, we're going to use the mashal that we've been building and developing throughout the entire Sefer. And that is Vekaro Osan Oros. We refer to these various spheros as different rays of light. We refer to it as light. I think we mentioned the Ramchal has a sefer, Klach Pischei Chachma. It's an introduction to Kabbalah. The Ramchal writes there that light is really the best mashal that we have for Hashem. Why is light the best mashal for Hashem? Because light, on the one hand, is very real. We're all experiencing it right now. I can see the glow on Daniel's face from whatever light he has in his room. Right? So light is very real. We interact with it in a very substantial, a very substantive way, in a very real way. And at the same time, I can't hold light in my hand. So it's a very, very good mashal for Hashem. It's very real when we're honest about the truth of Hashem. And yet I can't touch it. I can't hold it. I can experience it, but I can't really contain it in my hands. It's a very fitting mashal for anything spiritual. And to describe Hashem, that's why, you know, again, Hashem is not a light. One of the better mashalim we give for Hashem, one of the terms we use in Sefer Chassidus and Kabbalah is what? That Hashem is an Or Ein Sof. Hashem is compared to an infinite light. It's a good mashal. And that's all we're talking about here. It's all mashal. It's all perception. V'karuos on oros, we call the spheros lights. Kadesh al yidei ha-mashal hazeh, that by way of this mashal, by way of this parable, yuvan lanu k'tzas inyan ha-yichud shel ha-kadosh baruch hu midosav. We can begin to paint the picture, at least lefi ha-saga seinu, in accordance with our minds, to grasp the oneness of Hashem with his midos, with his character traits, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's attributes, to try to make sense of it. Because again, when I'm in the sun, I can't see anything other than the sun. I'm totally absorbed. So we look at it from a perspective below to be able to distinguish, to be able to differentiate. It's all a mashal. Shehu b'derech mashal ke'ein yichud or ha-shemesh, shebesoch guf kador ha-shemesh. The oneness of Hashem with his attributes is like the oneness of a ray of light within the ball of the sun. Im guf ha-shemesh shenikra ma'or, the ball of the sun, the light itself, is called a luminary, a ma'or, something that shines forth. Kamo shekasav es ha-ma'or ha-gadol, like we find by creation that the sun is called the ma'or ha-gadol. V'haziv, and that ray, v'hanitzutz, and that spark of light that comes, that's mispashet, that emerges. U'meir mimenu nikra or. There's the ma'or, there's the source, and then there's the or, the light as we experience it. As the pasuk says, "Vayikra Elokim laor yom," Hashem called the light yom. It's our experience. It's our day. It's how we see the world. Now, kishahor hu b'mekoro b'guf Hashemesh. And again, Chavi, this is an important parak, not only because it has subtle nuances and new ideas, but it's important because it really brings together all the pieces. Because the last couple of parakim have been a little bit more intense in terms of the Kabbalistic language. So let's come back to the simple mashal, that if you hold on to this mashal, you chop the whole sefer. That when the light of the sun, is b'mekoro, is in its root, is in its essence, is at its shoresh, in other words, when the ray of light is where b'guf ha-shemesh, within the kador ha-shemesh, within the ball of the sun, hu miyuchad imo b'tachlis ha-yichud. It is one with it in a way of complete oneness. It is indistinguishable from the light of the sun. It is indistinguishable from the ball of the sun. It's totally batel, it's totally absorbed. It's one with the sun. Ki ein sham rak etzem echad. Right? You're not able to see the individual rays that are shining forth from the sun. But rather, it's one with the etzem, with its essence. Shu guf hama'or hameyer. It's one with the body of light that illuminates. Ki haziv v'ha'or sham etzem echad mamish im guf hama'or hameyer. Because the ray and the light that is contained there within the essence is one with the essence. Ve'ein lo shum mitzios klal b'fnei atzmo. And it has no independent existence. It has no independent identity. You wouldn't call it a ray of light when it's within the sun. That's absurd. It's just sun. It's one with the sun. U'kedvarim ha'eila mamish v'yoser mizeh. So says the Baal Tanya, in accordance with this mashal, but a million times more so, hein midosav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu uritzono v'chachmaso ba'olam ha'atzilus imahuso v'atzmuso kiviyachol. So much more so is it true that the attributes of Hashem and the ratzon Hashem, the will of Hashem, and the chachmas Hashem, the wisdom of Hashem, etc., etc., that highest realm of the four worlds, all of those components, so to say, the attributes of Hashem, the will of Hashem, the wisdom of Hashem, the desire of Hashem, all of it is one with what? With the essence. From that higher perspective, there is no distinction. There is no differentiation. Again, Chaver, this is what we call Shema Yisrael, which we call what? Yichud Ilah. From the higher level Yichud, you cover your eyes. There's no difference. You can't see distinction. There's such, I know I say it every week, but I'm like so obsessed with that idea. It's such a deep idea that we cover our eyes when we say Shema. It's such a deep idea. When we cover our eyes, when we say Shema, we're saying that on the higher level, it's all one in such a way that there's no distinction. I can't see any difference between a Jeremy and a David and an Alex and an Ami and a Moshe Tzvi and a Daniel. I can't see any difference between them. It's mamish one. It's all one thing. But from a lower perspective, we're allowed to play with this mashal. It's mislabish, ha-mislabish besocham, u-misyached imahem betachlas ha-yichud. On the higher level, it's all contained. It's mislabish. It's all contained within. It's all enveloped within. It's within the ball of the sun. Because it recognizes where it comes from. And to the degree that it knows where it's rooted, and to the degree that it's connected to its root, that it is immersed within its root, it's all one. Al derech mashal. And again, all of this is the mashal, as we've explained. So just as the light, as it's farther removed from its source, it starts to have what appears to be an independent identity. It can be described by different terms. Chesed is not Gvura, Gvura is not Tiferes, etc. But when it's at its root, it's all one. It's just Hashem. It's just the Etzem, the essence of Hashem. So the same thing is true for us. Right? When we see it from a lower perspective, we see a world of differentiation. When I see it from a higher level, there are no different names, there are no different descriptions. It's one mamish. It's again, in his words, it's miyuchad imo betachlis hayichud. It's absolute oneness with the source. Okay. Ach lo mamish b'derech zeh, rak b'derech rechoka v'nifla mehasagaseinu. So now the Baal HaTanya says, and again, even to use this mashal, so you think like, oh, now I get it. Now I understand the spheros, right? Now we're Kabbalists. You know, we should give out a little Kabbalistic smicha at the end of our 12 chapters of learning Shar Yichud V'Amuna, right? After 12 weeks of learning the Sefer, now all of a sudden we've decided that we get it now. Oh, we understand how the spheros work. Says the Baal HaTanya, no. We don't understand anything. Ach lo mamish b'derech zeh. Even the mashal is an imperfect mashal. It's so distant from our perception, from our ability to understand. Because Hashem's ways are so radically different from our ways. Again, remember what the Baal HaTanya said last week. To try to hold an idea in your hand is a laughable way to describe something. You can't hold an idea in your hand. So when it comes to Hashem, you can't grasp Hashem in your mind. It's as silly as trying to hold an idea in your hand. It's so many madregos beyond us. Ki gavu d'rachav mid'archeinu. Hashem's ways are so radically different than our ways. U'mikol makom, and nonetheless, and here's the Baal HaTanya oscillating between the worlds. Right? On the one hand, reminding us again and again and doubling down on the fact that it's all a mashal, it's all a mashal, you don't understand anything. What you're seeing is not the truth. And at the same time, you know, like patting our cheek and saying, like, Chaver, it's okay to talk like a human being. Hashem put you in a physical body, in a physical world, where things are in fact different according to your physical eyes, and that's okay. And it's necessary to live with both realities. You need Shema Yisrael, and you need Baruch Shem Kavod Machusol L'Olam Ved. U'mikol makom l'shakech ha'oizen, in order to soothe our ear, nishma v'nisbonein, we're able to try to contemplate, to try to understand by way of this mashal of the light negated in its root, negated in its essence. And when it's within its essence, it's not called by different names. It's not sometimes called Alex and sometimes called Aaron. It's not sometimes called Jeremy and sometimes called Daniel. It's just what? It's just Hashem. Einod Movado. Kipshuto. The Tzimtzum is a perception. The Sviros are a perception. It's all, the fact that there's a you and there's a me is a perception. At its Makor, it doesn't have different names. Rakshem HaMakor Levado. It's only called by his essence. Ki kol midos of Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Uritzono v'chachmaso. Einan olos v'nekros b'shemos elu klal. Because at the essence, it's not called by these names at all. Elu lagabe hanivraim elyonim v'tachtonim. from the perspective of created beings. And by the way, created beings here, he says, means what? Elyonim and Tachtonim. You could be a malach in a much higher realm, or you could be a person down on earth. In those realms, we can begin to talk about different manifestations, emanations, distinctions. In the lower realms, we could talk like that. We can give names to different things. But that's only from the perspective of the Nivram, created beings. Again, created beings includes Elyonim, includes Malachim, includes Tachtonim, includes things of this lower world. Shavayasam v'chiyusam v'hanagasam shakadosh baruch hu mahave u'machaye osam madhigam hu beretzono v'chachmaso u'vinaso v'daito v'chulo. Hamislabshos v'midos v'kadoshos. From our perspective, our reality, our havayasam, our life, our hanhaga, the way that Hashem guides us through our life in this world as we perceive it as regular human beings, we say, this is the Ratzon Hashem, this is the Chachma Hashem, this is Bina, this is Das, this is Chesed, this is Gvura, Tiferes, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, Malchus. We talk about distinction, different midos. Yod Kei Vav Kei is not Elokim. Elokim is not Shakai. David is not Jeremy. An apple is not an orange. That's all from our perspective. From a higher perspective, no such thing. There's no different names. There's no different madregos. Like we learned from Hashem's perspective, Kulam B'Chachma Asisa. From Hashem's perspective, like we learned last time, right? What we consider Chachma the highest is just Asiya, is the lowest by Hashem. There's no distinction. Kiddi Yisub Medrash, as it says in the Medrash, we have this in a Gemara in Chagiga Daf Yud Beis. It could be it's also in a Medrash, or it could be he's referring to a Agarata as Medrash. As we find in the Midrash, Ba'asara Dvarim Nivra Ha'olam, with 10 different things HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. Hashem created the world by way of what? By way of different midos. B'chachma, b'tvuna, b'da'as. So, does it exist or not? Yes, from this world's perspective, yes. From the created being's perspective, the answer is yes. D'chsiv Hashem b'chachma, yasad aretz. Kon ed shamayim b'tvuna. B'dayto t'homos nivko. You have psukim that speak in this way. It speaks in Mishlei of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what? Of HaKadosh Baruch Hu founding the earth with Chachma, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu establishing the heavens with Tvuna, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu piercing the depths with Das, Ukamaimra Eliyahu, or like it says in the Psach Eliyahu, Tikkuni Zohar, it says, describing the Sfiros, Da'apikas Asar Tikkunin, that emerge, Apikas, Afek means to emerge. Afikas asar tikkunin emerges 10 sviros, 10 tikkunin, v'karinan lahon asar svirin. And we call that lahon almin sasimin in order to guide, to direct, to interact with hidden worlds, dolois galion, that are not revealed, the almin dolois galion, and worlds that are revealed. It's the feeling that you had earlier today, whether you felt that Hashem was acting towards you with chesed, or Hashem was acting towards you with midas adin, with gvura. Uvahon iskasias, and with them and within them, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is what? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is concealed. Hashem conceals himself within it. Uvahon, within it, Hashem conceals himself. In other words, the Sviros are sort of the way that Hashem, what Hashem hides behind to be able to interact with the world. Because as we learned many prakim ago, if not for this perception, if we were to feel ourselves being within the ball of the sun, which by the way is where we are right now, I am not sitting in my basement in Bergenfield. I am sitting within the ball of the sun. I'm sitting within HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ein od milvado kipshuto mamish. But without the perception that I'm sitting in my basement in Bergenfield, learning with my friends on Zoom, so without that perception, I would cease to exist. And Hashem, again, wants me to feel my existence. That's part of the chesed of Hashem. By contracting His light, as we learned, Olam chesed yibana. Hashem made life possible. And we should be very thankful for that. So now, let's go through it. Let's explain it. Al derech mashal. Let's go through the days of creation. Let's go through a couple of days of creation. Bayom rishon misheish yisimei bereishis nigleis midas hachesed. On the first day of the 6 days of creation, Hashem was creating with what mida? The mida of chesed. Klula mikol midos of hakadoshos. But chaver, realize again, as it's trickling down through the spheros, when you're at that place called chesed, what is still contained within chesed? Everything that's yet to come. So contained within chesed, klula mikol midos of hakadoshos. Chesed is made up of all the midos, truthfully, even the midos above it, but certainly the midos below it. Chesed still has within it yet to emerge Gvura, Tiferes, Netzach, Hod, Yisod, Malchus. So Chesed, Hashem is creating the first day with Chesed, and contained within it is the Ratzon Hashem, and the Chachma Hashem, and the Bina Hashem, and the Das of Hashem. It's Mulubash and Ba, it's all contained within it. Uvara Ba Es Ha'or. And on the first day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Or. Or is Chesed. Think about it. What a great Chesed it is to have Or. How lucky we are to have Or. How much greater that Chesed is manifest in the world today, that we have electricity. I was thinking about it the other night. I came down to the basement late at night to get something, and I flipped on a light switch, and I thought to myself, what would it have been like to not have electricity? Do you know how difficult life would be? Do you know how hard it would be if we were all sitting by candles right now? It would be such a different world. I mean, we also certainly wouldn't have the technology to be learning on a computer screen right now, right? But it's such a different world. What a chesed to have Or. Or is clarity. What a chesed. On the first day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Yihi Or, right? Hashem said, let there be light. Shehi bechinas hispashtus vam shachas ha'or la'olam milamala. Or means what? The expansion of light. Just like chesed is expansive, chesed looks to broaden. Avram's tent, Avram is chesed, open on all sides. Light fills the room, it expands. You flip on the light, and all of a sudden the whole room is filled. It expands itself to the farthest corners of the room. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on the first day with the midah of chesed, created light. And that light was expanding around the whole world. Vispashtuso ba'olam misof ha'olam va'atzofo. The light expanded from one end to the other end. Shehi b'chinas midas chesed. That's what chesed is. Chesed is the ability to reveal, the ability to expand. Rak mevnei sheklula gam b'midas gvura. But contained within chesed is still an aspect of what? Of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's gvura, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's strength and his might. And therefore what? L'chein lo haya ruchani ka'or shalma lamamish. If chesed would have been pure chesed, so it would have been expansive, would have been revealing in such a way, like the light at its essence. But because the chesed has an element of gvura to it, gvura is restrictive, gvura puts a squeeze on something, gvura is mitzamtzim. So because of that, because the light contains within it gvura, therefore, lo haya ruchani ka'or shel ma'ala mamish. It's not like the heavenly light itself. Rather, it is contained, it has boundaries. This labish polam hazeh, it's contained within this world. Shu b'chinas gvul v'tachlis. It enters into a world that is what? That is limited, that has boundaries, that has definable dimensions to it. Shu mahalich tof kuf shana me'aretz l'rakia mi'mizrach l'ma'arif. As Chazal say, that it's a 500 amos journey, or a 500 year journey, sorry, from Shomayim to Aretz, right? From Aretz to Rakia, from west to east, from east to west, is the equivalent of a 500 year journey. In other words, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed has this element of gvura mixed into it, that allows what? That allows the chesed to exist, it allows it to be created, and to function in a finite way. And that's a bracha, that's a good thing. So what appears to be a combination of chesed and gvura, right, they unify in such a way that creates a unified reality that we're experiencing right now. Another example, let's go to Yom Sheni. V'chein b'Yom Sheni. Nigles midas ha'gvura, midas gvura, kelula mishar midos ritzono v'chulo. On the second day, Hashem is primarily using the midah of gvura, his strength, his might, which is limiting the left side, the left arm, Yitzchak Avinu, tied down at the Akedah. Never leaving Eretz Yisrael. Restriction. On the second day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is creating a world of Gevura. But that too is made up of the Ratzon Hashem, and the Chachmas Hashem, and the Binas Hashem, and the Das of Hashem, and all of the various elements, aspects, and manifestations of Hashem. It's all contained within that Gevura. Uvara Baharakia. And Hashem made the Rakia. Why is Rakia? Why is a Rakia? Why is the firmament an expression of Gevura? The answer is, b'maymer yihi rakia b'soch ha'mayim, v'yihi mavdil bein mayim l'mayim. Again, if gevura is about boundaries, well, what is the rakia? What is the rakia? What is the sky? What is the firmament? It separates through a process of tzimtzum, through a process of constriction, It separates, it's mavdil ben mayim lamayim, between the lower waters and the upper waters. Shu b'chinas simsum ugvuros lahalim mayim al yonim haruchaniyim imayim atachtonim. A separation from the higher spiritual waters, from the lower material waters. Val yedeze nisgashmu atachtonim. And because the lower waters are detached, or at least from our perception, are perceived to be detached from the higher source, so because of that, they're no longer spiritual water, but they become water. It becomes gashmias water. Nisgashmu atachtonim bihibadla mehel yonim. By separating from that which is above, it takes on a more what? A more substantial, a more physical form. However, umidas chesed klulaba. Just like chesed had gvura within it, so gvura on the second day has chesed within it. Ki olam chesed yibaneh. Because at every stage of creation, right, there's always an element of chesed, because the olam was built, was founded upon chesed. So even when Hashem is acting with the midah of gvura, there's still an element of chesed. Shakol kedei sheteireh hayabasha va'adam aleh la'avod Hashem v'chein kulan. And what is the chesed of this separation, of creating a rakia, of dividing the upper waters and the lower waters? Well, it's Hashem's way of creating what? Space for man to dwell. By separating the waters, by holding back the waters, by creating dimensions for the waters, there could be waters, there could be dry land. There could be a world in which man could inhabit. Kadesh Tera'e Hayabasha. Again, to uncover, to unveil the earth, to create the dirt, the sand, a place to live. Va'odam aleh la'avod Hashem. And to make what? To make a man to have a place for him to serve Hashem. V'chein kulan. And again, this is true for all of them. So in other words, what's the Baal HaTanya explaining? He's saying that each of Hashem's emotional attributes, each of the seven lower spheros, were used to create one of the different days of creation. That itself is an amazing idea to think about. And each one, even from the way that we understand them, is contained with all the other ones. Is melubash, is connected, is somehow enveloped by all the other ones. So when you're holding in a place called chesed, there's an element of gvura, an element of teferes, there's an element of chachma bin adas, there's an element of ratzon Hashem. That's true even on a small level from our perspective. So how much more so, halachas kama v'kama, as you trace it back to its root, you're no longer even able to say, oh, I see this is chesed contained with gvura. This is gvura contained with chesed. Sounds a little bit like Sfiras Omer, no? Chesed sheba chesed, gvura sheba chesed, teferes sheba chesed, right? That's us working through and identifying the various, again, aspects and elements and manifestations and emanations from our perspective. But the higher up you go, and the more you realize that you're within that ball of the sun, so you can't even call it chesed and gvur anymore. You can't call it right and left anymore. You can't call it up and down, east and west anymore. It all becomes one. It's one with the etzem of Hashem. How do we live with this idea? Let's talk about this for a second. Lamaisa, how do we live with this idea? We live with this idea that means that when I'm having a really bad day, a gvur dika day, when I feel midas hadin in my life, so you know what I have to say to myself? Well, midas hadin is combined with midas hachesed. Right? There has to be an element of chesed mixed in here. That's a lower level way of responding to a bad day, to a difficult situation. But a higher level way of saying it is to say, you know what? The fact that I'm even trying to label it, to identify it as this and not that, or that and not this, that itself is, I've spoken erroneously. Because at its root, it's not good, it's not bad, it's not up, it's not down, it's not chesed, it's not gvura, it's enor mavado. On the one hand, that's a terrifying thought. That degree of bittul, to negate my name, to negate my essence, to surrender back into the ball of the sun, is a very scary idea, but it's also a very comforting idea. To know that as much as I have to do my part to feel my existence and to choose right and to make meaningful choices, at the end of the day, it's going to be exactly how Hashem wants it to be. It already is that right now. I'm living within Hashem's mind. I'm not created as something new, as we explained. The way that Hashem knows is not a new bit of information being added. So Hashem created the butterfly, so now there's something called the butterfly that Hashem is mindful of. The butterfly was always already part of Hashem's mind. The person was already part of Hashem's mind. Australia was part of Hashem's mind. right? This big pen, which has made it into basically every shir also, right, is part of Hashem's mind. It was always part of the master plan. It wasn't a new idea. And yet from our perspective, it was created at a certain point. Learning to be able to live with this duality of, again, Yichuda Ilah, the higher truth, and Yichuda Tata, and the lower truth, is such a chashiv thing. And we draw strength from both of them. From what we think we know, and what we're clear that we don't know. We feel empowered by the fact that Hashem wants us to feel that we exist, and we feel empowered by the fact that Hashem is giving us the opportunity to know the truth, we don't really exist. Concludes the Baal HaTanya, concluding Perek Yud. V'zeu she'amar Eliyahu b'tikunim sham. And furthermore, we find in Zohar that Eliyahu said the following idea. La'achza eich isna alma b'tzedek u'mishpat. Why do we have the Sviros? Why do I have what we call Chesed and Gvura? La'achza to show how Hashem is isnaheg alma, guides the world, b'tzedek u'mishpat. With tzedek, with righteousness, and mishpat, judgment and justice. Tzedek, ihudin. Mishpat, ihu rachame. Hashem runs the world with tzedek, midas adin. Hashem runs the world with justice, that allows for some mercy, some rachmanis. But you should know, says Eliyahu, says Tikkuni Zohar, right after saying that there's this and there's that, immediately, Tikkuni Zohar backtracks and says, but it's not really this and it's not really that. Look at this line. It's an amazing line. Right? Why do we have Sviros to show the world that there's Tzedek and there's Mishpat, there's right and there's left, there's righteousness and there's justice, there's Gvura and there's Chesed? Right? To be able to express that there's what? That there's Din and there's Rachamei, that there's Yira and there's Ahava. However, says Tikkuni Zohar, Kola Lachza Eches Nagama. All of this is to show, la'achaza means to show, to reveal how Hashem runs the world. But, and here's where the Baal HaTanya whispers to us, by way of the Tikkuni Zohar, but I'll let you in on a secret. Avalav de'islach tzedek yidia. Even though we're saying, oh, tzedek? Oh, that's midas hadin. Oh, mishpat? That's midas harachamim. The second we say that, we have to pull back and say, but it's not really true. Avalav de islach tzedek idea. It's not the type of tzedek as you know it, as you understand it. De'ihu din, which is din. And it's not the mishpat yidia. It's not a knowable type of mishpat as you know it. De'ihu rachame. Valav mikol inun midos klal. And that same thing is true. It's equally true and equally not true for all of the midos, for all the different attributes of Hashem. Okay? So, Chevra, if I were to ask you, what do we learn new tonight? What was the chiddush of Perek Yud? You might struggle to figure out what that is. Right? Many of the ideas are sort of a recap of everything up to this point, but it's a very important recap. It's a very, very important recap. And again, it's helping us to further clarify in a very precise way that while from our perspective, we live in a world of distinction, differentiation, we live in a world of chesed and gvura as being different, and maybe I'll even have deep eyes to see how contained within chesed is gvura, contained within gvura is chesed, but that's still not it. Even in the same breath that I say, tzedek is din and mishpat is rachamim, a second later says Tikkuni Zohar, but it's not the type of tzedek that you know, and it's not the type of mishpat that you know, and it's not the type of yira that you know, and it's not the type of ava you know, it's not the type of right that you know, and it's not the type of left that you know. That's all a ray of light down below. If you go back to the sun, you'll see it's nothing but the sun. And we have to know that even though we have a perception that we're away from the sun, we're not away from the sun. We are mamish within the sun. And we have to try to feel that and to embrace that. And again, and to oscillate in a healthy way, as we do every single day through Kabbalah Salah HaShemayim, between the world of Yehuda Ilah, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and the world of Yehuda Tata, the world of Yehuda Tata, Baruch Shem Kavod, Malchuso L'Olam Va'ed. Okay? So, Chavre, this is the 10th parak.